This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Only halfway through the week, it's Paulie's birthday week. And you can celebrate as well. Ugh. Go to danpatrick.com, buy one t-shirt, get another one for 50% off. It's happy birthday week, Paulie. Sunday night, Niners and Russell Wilson Jr. the third in the Broncos. That'll be 7 Eastern. Now we can say Jimmy G versus Russell Wilson Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. If you're watching on Peacock now, we thank you for downloading the app and watching this program. Also, if you're listening on our radio affiliates, we're nearly 400 cities strong with this program. Also, chat row, we say good morning to you as well. You can dial us up, email, tweet, all of the above if you like. The poll question for the final hour, Seton O'Connor, is...
Dan, let me update you. We threw up one earlier. It's a little bit of a landslide. Okay. Whose career would you want, Albert Pujols or Aaron Judge?
Yeah. Paulie, why did you suggest that?
Well, Aaron Judge is going forward. Aaron Judge, you would think, has another 10 years of baseball in him. He's going to get an MVP this year. He's going to get a home run record that Albert Pujols doesn't have. It might be a Yankee home run record, but a lot of people are going to de facto consider him the single-season home run king in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, but Albert Pujols has 700 home runs.
The second half of his career was benign, and the first half was first ballot, double first ballot.
Okay, would anybody want to be Aaron Judge? If I said you could be Aaron Judge moving forward, or you got Albert Pujols, where I already know how this story ends, well, at least for the most part. Anybody want a piece of Aaron Judge moving forward?
Not even close.
No.
Not even close.
No, Albert Pujols is one of the all-time great.
Is there a chance Aaron Judge can go in that direction? He's hitting his stride now. Like if he has 3 or 4 unbelievable seasons.
He would have to have 3 or 4 triple crown seasons. He'd have to be... They haven't even got to the World Series. Has he played in a World Series?
He has not.
Yes.
Pujols has, 2 rings, 3 MVPs?
close to 700 home runs.
And a cool 350 mil in the bank. That's not bad.
Yeah, he's done all right. I mean, Aaron Judge is going to make more money than Albert Pujols this next contract. Let me get to our buddy Darren Revelle. He is a business reporter for the Action Network, and we figured we'd talk to him about what that ball was worth last night. The 60th home run ball that the fan gave back to Aaron Judge. Street value, what would that be on the open market today?
At least $100,000, Dan. So let's go over this trade again.
All right.
The guy got a ball signed by Aaron Judge, a ball signed by Aaron Judge for each of his three friends, and a bat signed by Aaron Judge. So he essentially gave $1,500 in value for $100,000 easy.
Okay.
Now, there is an argument to be made. He got to meet him in the clubhouse and take a picture. The picture has more value in the social media era than ever before, right? Picture with Aaron Judge. Look at this picture with Aaron Judge after he hit 60. But obviously not a fair trade. And I would suggest it also looks bad on the Yankees. So if the Yankees want home run ball 61 and 62, they better start figuring out a better deal because they're not going to get it.
Would it be prudent to sell the ball right away, or do you wait? Let's say you got 62. Do you sell it the next day, or do you wait a little while?
No, the way the auctions work, you're probably just going to have to wait a month. You know, you need it to be marketed. Okay. But it's interesting. I mean, listen, we're at a time right now where game used stuff is going crazy. That Michael Jordan jersey from game one of the 98 finals sold for $10 million. Maradona's hand of God jersey sold for $9 million. It's at a perfect time right now as far as game used memorabilia goes. But, you know, we'll have to see, right? So 61, probably a $500,000 ball. 62, the AL record, the Yankee record, maybe $1 million ball. And then what, 74, if he could ever get there. That's a big one. But Todd McFarlane is still sitting on all his Maguire and Sosa balls and bought the bonds. He bought bond 73 too.
But what are those worth now? What were they worth then? And what are they worth now?
Well, he spent $3.3 million to get Maguire 61, 62, and 69 and 70, Sosa 61, 62, and then he paid $500,000 for bonds 73. So let's say $3.8 million he spent. I bet he could get 1.5 for those now. A depreciating asset.
Yeah. Yeah. I wondered about memorabilia because on one hand, as you talked about, you got some of these items that are going for crazy amounts of money. And then you have other items that did go for crazy amounts of money that aren't worth it. What's the Aaron Judge bat worth? See, that's what I would want. I'll give you the ball back. I want the bat that you hit the home run with.
Well, the bat is the item you go after, right? Because the jersey, he probably had six jerseys on last night. So if you ask for the jersey, it's like, well, what inning jersey are you going to give me?
Did everybody learn from Pete Rose? Is that why you changed your jerseys out when Pete was getting all-time records?
Pete Rose did it. And then I think that just became a thing. Brady even did it, right, with some Super Bowls. It's a little harder as an NFL player. But, yeah, the jersey swap and each inning. Cal Ripken did it. Every inning he put on a new jersey for him breaking Gehrig. So, yeah, that's the thing. So the bat is definitely the thing you go after. Whether Judge will give you, I mean, I don't think he'd give you the bat. The bat, if it's not cracked, is kind of sacred, even though he has a whole brand of, you know, bats down the line. I think the Yankees should do something with their sponsors, like basically say, hey, sponsors, why don't we try to get a fair deal for one of these fans? You know, because this morning it's all about like, oh, this guy got taken. He got scammed. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, he's a horrible negotiator, but the Yankees really didn't do themselves any favors either.
Got anything else that's auctioned or this day in history?
Well, we got three, you know, so I have a ticket collection and I organize it by date. So we have three anniversaries today. We have the Rocky Marciano, his last fight
at Yankee Stadium,
49-0. says September 20th. It was postponed a day. So that's, and then he of course retired, a half a year later at 32.
Yeah, beat Archie Moore.
Yeah. And then we have, let's put it this way. We have Harry Carey and Ryan Sandberg's last game at Wrigley 25 years ago today. So we got that one. And then this is my most impressive one. It is a press pass to the first Monday night football game today, September 21st, 1970. It is Howard Cosell from Cleveland Stadium with my fellow broadcasters, Don Meredith and Keith Jackson.
I have all these press passes in here.
Get them slabbed. I'll help. Let's get them slabbed for you.
But they're all over the doors. Like I've got from Jordan's.
You got to get those. I'll help you, but you got to put those things, get them in these nice slabs and other than hanging, some of them are worth a lot of money.
Could you give me the street value? If you came here to the man cave and you just walked around and saw what I had in here,
that would be a great segment. That would be a great, and we'll make it like each time I say something, we go ding, ding, ding. And then at the end, we just add it all up.
I was thinking of getting American Pickers to come in here and do a show.
Great idea, but I'm a better estimator than they are.
The Brady ball, what we thought was the last touchdown pass, did that just sell again?
That just sold for like $129,000, which, by the way, I was shocked at. So originally, the guy bought it for $518,000. 24 hours later, Brady's like, oh, I'm unretiring. The guy's like, I'm not paying for that. They let it go and then they resell it. I'm like, it's going to sell for like $25,000. Sold for $129,000. It still got 25% of the value, which, like, okay, now it's just like a random like touchdown and a loss. That is just an example of how crazy game used memorabilia is going. You can't get anything for any value these days.
What do you think Jordan's jersey for game 6 when he hit the jumper against Utah?
I think that's probably right now in current market, probably a $20 million piece.
Do you know somebody has Michael's shoes?
From that game?
Well, I was privy to see some things happen after Michael won championships. He always came in to SportsCenter when I was on site and he never had his shoes on. He never had his shoes on.
Right, they were always off his shoes by the time you were doing the interview. That is a fascinating nugget. That's pretty amazing.
Somebody, I witnessed Michael signing his shoes.
Someone.
I don't know if he said two. I'm just saying I think that there's some exploratory work. Could you imagine?
I'm gonna have to do that work. Now the flu game shoes were sold like 5 years ago for $104,000. That guy who was the Utah Jazz ball boy.
Yeah,
man, he is.
That's a bargain.
Complete bargain. That's at least a couple $1 million.
Yes.
Now the problem with the Jordan shoes is they really do start to disintegrate. The foam is not the greatest. So especially like Jordan 1 through 5 or 6, not good. So you have to take that into account because it's like, you know, you buy it and then you go see it, you know, 2 years later in your safety deposit box and you're like, where's the shoe? It's gone.
Yeah, but you can hermetically seal those things.
Man, I don't know if there's a shoe aging agent that you could put on it. I'm not sure. Someone better invent it though. I was a bidder on the Steve Prefontaine Oregon waffle shoes at Sotheby's. My only problem was Prefontaine did not use the shoes in a race, right? He used spikes. He was running fast races around a track. And so the shoes were an amazing Oregon waffle, but he never wore them or he never wore them while he was running a race. So I went to Nike and I'm like, do you have anything in the archives that shows Steve Prefontaine wearing these shoes? Like in a practice, anything, nothing. And if I didn't have that picture, I was like, oh, I can't bid on him then. So you really got to do a lot of work as things get higher and higher on some of these deals.
What do you think my Ryan Leaf Colts jersey is worth that it was given to him?
Oh, it was given. It was made.
Yes.
Just in case he was picked instead of Peyton.
Yes.
I think that's an incredible conversation piece. As well, people probably won't remember this, but I will and you will. Ryan Leaf was the number one. I mean, I remember Bob Glauber did a piece from all these general managers, and like Leaf was the unanimous decision here at the time. Yeah. So people would be like, well, who would have that? And it's like, well, Polian made the right decision, but like Leaf was definitely won over Peyton at the time. That was the thinking. So I love that jersey. That is awesome.
Good to talk to you as always, Darren.
You got it. Take care, Dan.
That's Darren Revelle, Action Network business reporter. Yeah, revisionist history where, everybody in the Colts war room, yeah, we all wanted Peyton. I'm like, I don't think that's true. There were a lot of people who really liked Ryan Leaf. And then they made the right decision, obviously, going with Peyton Manning. All right, phone calls coming up next. Also, Rex Ryan set to join us. Got a few things to talk to Rex about, and maybe you'll say something about Bill Belichick. Well, back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock, every time I tell you about LifeLock. Now, people say whenever you talk about LifeLock, you always say, all these terrible things. Well, that's to make you get LifeLock, because home address is part of the public record. Any cyber thief can use this one data point as a starting point to attempt various types of identity theft crimes against you. Knowing where you can live, where you live, and redirecting your mail. I mean, there's so many different things. They're always looking to scam you. Scam letters, hoping you'll reply with personal information. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. Understanding how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, and a U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect what is yours with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% on your first year with promo code Patrick. 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We'll talk to Rex Ryan coming up here in a moment. A couple of phone calls sprinkled in. James in Virginia is back. Hi, James. How are you today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, DP. Happy Wednesday, Danette, man. Detroit is awesome. What up, though? I can't wait for the end of September, though. Jeff, you my guy, man. Thanks for all the nice words, man. I love you, too, bro. We brothers, man. And DP and Danette, you guys are a million times the greatest, man, because you guys just do so much for me, man. And we're just friends through the airways, man. But I love you guys, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
Oh, okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look. If you can go to any game, 62 for Judge or 700 for Pujols, who you got? And lastly, man, I have a memorabilia baseball from when I was like 10 years old from the White Sox-Yankees games that's got the Big Hurt and Bo Jackson and Paul O'Neill, and I think it's either Wade Boggs or Mattingly on it, man. And where do I go to get that looked at, man? Can you give me an inside track of who I go to get that appraised? Because we're coming up on 30 years, and I've just had that ball forever, man.
I think – thank you, James. James got a pie to the face. I think his wife administered that. James doesn't look like you think he looks when you talk to him. Marvin thought that. You were surprised at James in Virginia.
I'm not shocked by much.
You were shocked by James in Virginia. Why were you so shocked?
He just didn't look the way I thought he'd look. I wasn't on the couch. I was doing something else over here, and I'm glad I wasn't, because my face was, huh. Man, shout out to James in Virginia, though. I love that guy.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I guess I'd put it on eBay, just put it up there, but I don't know. I don't know who can help you, James, as far as giving you an estimate on that. I don't know what it would be worth. Once again, I'm surrounded by a lot of stuff, but I've got a lot of stuff that I don't know if it means anything to anybody. It means a lot to me. I collected all this stuff, but I don't know what its value is. Maybe we get American Pickers to come in here. You guys familiar with that show?
What if we did a sports version of American Pickers?
Yeah.
And you go to people who have wild memorabilia and just check it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm up for that. I got to see if American Pickers would like what, Todd?
Do they have a version of like a sports antique roadshow where you just show up to some small town? Yeah, I heard myself say that just now. You show up to a small town.
He just said sports version.
Of like antique roadshow?
Yeah, that's one of these shows, right?
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Thank you, Marvin.
Just that soundbite is just so perfect.
It
that
is.
Was three times in
But Todd
seconds.
Thinks we doctored that. He goes, "That's not, I don't sound like that." I go, "Todd, you just said that." Play it again, Marv.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. That's just so bad. And so many in a row like that in that, just a couple of
amazing.
Seconds.
That's only 3 seconds, you know.
Three times to have sure if he should have shown up. It's just wild.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. I still can't believe that I said that. Once in a while to do that is one thing, but three of those, like within a couple of seconds in the same sentence.
You need a little suction thing that the
really?
Dentist.
Yeah, like when you go to the dentist. Right. These guys,
that's exactly what I need. I should walk around with one of those things.
Oh, Rex Ryan is here, ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown analyst, former NFL coach. And he's going to take part in the Amazing Race, the 34th season of the Amazing Race tonight at 10 Eastern and Pacific on CBS. Also available to stream live and on demand. Paramount Plus. We'll get to that topic coming up here in a moment. When did you make the decision not to coach anymore?
Dan, that decision was made for me, I think. and you can tell, I'll tell you what, the Bills made a horrible decision, obviously. they're clearly the best team in the NFL. But it is funny. So life right now, you know, shoot, I haven't lost a game in 5 years. So, yeah, I'm doing good. But this is, you know, I golf. I live right on a golf course. I golf almost every day. I have a houseboat, so I go to the lake quite a bit. So, I mean, it's rough, man. There's no question.
Any you know, concerns about the Bills?
I got no concerns. Dan, I think I look at this team as like, who the heck's going to beat them? This might be one of those, I mean, they could challenge the Dolphins and all that type of stuff, you know, and obviously I think the Bears are the best team ever that year in 85. And they had that one stumble against Miami. This team has that kind of look to it. And the reason I say that is they have so much depth. Like, that's the thing. They have depth at the D-line spot. Bill Walsh used to tell me, he goes, you got to win games in the fourth quarter. You have to be able to rush the passer. And remember back in those days, Coach Walsh was way ahead of everybody else. He kept like 9 or 10 active defensive linemen just to do that. He thought he'd be ahead, so he had to rush the passer. And that's exactly what he did. So my dogs are barking over here. But I see that team doing that. They add the Von Miller, who can still play. And then offensively, I mean, hell, this team never punts.
I know.
You know, they don't punt.
I know.
You know, so it's I think actually the craziest thing is I think their biggest test will be at Miami. And the reason I say that, you got to play Miami in September at that stadium. I think it's the biggest home field advantage in the National Football League. I've been on that sideline. I've been up by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and I've seen our team wilt under that sun. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. It's not just the team. They got a hell of a football team. They're well coached, obviously, but and the fans are good, but it's that heat. And I just think it's a huge advantage. So we're going to find out.
I also was curious that the Browns losing to the Jets, and then they have to turn around and play the Steelers tomorrow night. If you were coaching the Browns, you were Kevin Stefanski, you acknowledge what happened against the Jets, or do you clear the slate and say, let's just turn our attention to Pittsburgh?
Well, I think you got to address it because you can't let something like that happen again. And it was, I mean, the Jets had a 0.1% chance of winning that game. Like, look at all the factors that went into it that you lost that game. And everybody's on, hey, they should have told Nick Chubb or whatever. At that time, look, you can say it. But if you score a touchdown, here's the thing. In a coach's mind, you're thinking, well, that's 7. It's not 6 points. It's 7 points. You're up 2 touchdowns, whatever. And I get it. The clock is. But they had to blow a coverage, clearly blew a coverage, and just give them a freebie. The Jets had to recover an onside kick, and they go down and score again. Like, so many factors that went in, all within 2 minutes. So I don't blame Chubb or whatever. But this is something, yeah, you have to address it. You've got to talk about finishing games. You've got to talk about those things. But, yes, 100% you're right. The best thing that happened to the Browns is that they do they talk about it, and then they go immediately into playing against Pittsburgh. And so I think it's kind of an advantage to them to play so early. I really do.
We're talking to Rex Ryan, ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown analyst and part of the 34th season of The Amazing Race, which we'll get to in a moment. Can you be outcoached or outplayed? Like one or the other?
Well, you can get both because I've been both.
You've been outcoached. How are you outcoached?
You're outcoached when at big moments that team is more prepared than your team is. And making mistakes, we saw it. We saw Baltimore get outcoached, which is rare. You got a John Harbaugh coach football team. And Dan, the amazing thing is in that game, I thought Greg Roman had all the pressure in the world on him. And he came up with a phenomenal game plan. And it started with protecting his quarterback. And so he A++++. And then on the other side, it's like, you're the Baltimore Ravens. Don't ever forget that. When you got somebody up by, you're up 21 points, I'm sorry. Game, set, match. If you're up 7 points, the mentality always was game, set, match. And here you're up 21. You allow Tyreek Hill to go blowing by you, whether blown coverage or, you know, whatever it was. Well, that's on you as a coach. So that's getting out coached. That's getting out coached. You gifted the Miami Dolphins a victory right there.
But did you ever out coach Belichick?
What's that?
Did you ever out coach Belichick?
We damn sure outplayed him once, you know, a couple of times. I don't think I'll coach him. I think maybe one time. Maybe one time, and I coached against him more than any other coach in the history of this game. And I'm sure he outcoached me in every other one, but I think I might have got him once. Maybe once.
What was that post-game handshake like when you felt like you outcoached him? Or were there all the handshakes the same with Belichick?
Nah, they were a little different. And you know what's funny? I say I'll coach him. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not going to just go on record as saying I'll coach him, but
I think you just did. I think you just did, right?
Yeah, maybe I did. Okay. And that'll be it, Dan.
Everybody, I know.
Saying, I'm like, yeah, I'll coach me for, you know, 20 of the 21 times we played, but I think I got him once. But I knew damn well my team was prepared against his ass every single time. And if I had Tom Brady, I might outcoach him a few more times. But but generally, it was one of those deals where, you know, I had a ton of respect for Belichick and always have, always will. He was clearly the best football coach I ever, had the opportunity to coach against. So it wasn't even close.
If you had Brady, would you still be coaching?
Probably. Yeah. No. And you know what's funny? And obviously, look, I would have never done as good a job as Belichick did with Tom Brady. But I think he's proved that he can go other places and still be Tom Brady. So, I mean, you have a once-in-a-lifetime player like that, the best that our game's ever seen. I would hope so. You know, I knew one thing. I wasn't going to get out-coached defensively. That against anybody that ever coached, I knew I could coach on my team on defense could be there with anybody that's ever done it. And whether it was a gift that has been passed down or I inherited or whatever it was, I knew I could coach defense. Now, the other part of the game, all that, you know, I probably wasn't as good as Belichick, obviously. Nobody has, but I know I could coach him. It came to me one time, somebody said, well, if you look at my years as a defensive coordinator with Baltimore and my 6 years as a head coach of the Jets, all right, in all of those seasons, so I guess that's 10 years, the defense that I coached outranked Bill Belichick's defense in total defense 9 out of those 10 years. So I'll just go ahead and rest it on that.
Would you rather draw up a defense for Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Oh, that's why I'm in this chair right here, Dan. I mean, I don't have to call a defense against those guys.
But if you did.
Yeah, I think probably Patrick Mahomes, and which is like a ridiculous statement because he's amazing. But Josh Allen, to me, I see the difference in the red zone, and where Josh Allen almost appears to be unstoppable in the red zone. And why? Because he can run through it like a halfback and the power of a fullback. He's got a bazooka for an arm. Both these kids do. But Kansas City's always about the shovel pass and all that type of stuff. You don't see Mahomes with that threat of running and running through linebackers that you do with Josh Allen. And I think that kind of separates him in the red zone in particular. But either one, that's a horrible, like literally you would sit back and go, man, do I have the flu? Do I have the flu? Does somebody else need to coach this defense this week? You know, if I had Mike Pettine, I'd be like, all right, Pat, you got this game.
explain to me how you got involved in the Amazing Race.
You know, it's just one of those things. It was I had gotten a call from somebody at CBS, and they're like, would you and your brother do it? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. I love the show. Amazing Race, a great show. But I'm like, my brother, here's the problem. My brother's still coaching, so there's no chance I'm doing it. And either way, I'm playing golf one day, and I said, yeah, it was funny. I got a call, you know, CBS. They see it, you know, they're just wanting to see if I was interested. And so one of my buddies like, look, that's you know, my mom and my mother-in-law, both of them, that's their favorite show. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. and he goes, man, I would love to do it. And so I'm like, well, let me call back. And here's the thing, Dan, it wasn't like they said, okay, you're definitely in 100%. We had to go through everything. And believe me, there's a lot of stuff you go through. Psychological evaluations, several of them. There's a Wonderlic test that you take. You get all the physicals. Once you get down, you got to take all these shots because you never know where you're going. You got to, like, it's a huge process. Videos, you're doing all kinds of stuff. And so they never treated us any different. You know, I mean, it was a long process, but when they chose us, it's like, all right, let's go, man. And here's the problem. When we were going through the process, I was weighing like close to 300, and I'm like, well, let me just go out and run. You know, I'm going to go out and run. And you assume like, you know, hey, I'm a kid. I used to run 6 miles a day. Like, all right. I start going. I'm like, man, this rough. I finally make it a mile. I'm like, that's it. There's a big hill. I'm like, I'm done. But after 3 weeks, I started running 3.5 miles a day. So I got my weight down. I lost 50 pounds. And this is like in about a month or a month and a half. So I go down 50 pounds. I start running 3.5 miles a day. So I was like, because I don't want to let my buddy down. And my buddy's a pro officer here in the Nashville area. He's a former powerlifting champion, and he runs in marathons. So I'm like, we are very similar that way. Power lifter, marathon runner, very similar that way. But it was, I'm like, let's go for it. So we did. And, you know, it's a hell of a show, and it's great. And it's funny, I would watch like other seasons, you know, trying to get ready. And I'm like, oh, hell, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do this. Like, I wasn't exactly. I think when you're old, slow, weak, and dyslexic on top of that, probably not the best teammate, you know. But either way, I mean, it's a blast. And when you got there, finally started doing things, it was great.
Good for you. Good. Could you beat Belichick if it was you against him in an Amazing Race?
Yeah, if it was a fight, maybe. You know, I mean, if we had to, you know, a fist fight, I could probably beat him, but I'm not beating him in anything else. He's that dude. That guy's sharp as a tack. There's no way.
Great to talk to you. Have fun. We look forward to watching you. Thank you, Rex.
My pleasure, Dan. Take care.
ESPN analyst, former coach Rex Ryan, and it's season 34 of The Amazing Race coming up tonight. Just one coach all time has beaten Bill Belichick more times than Rex Ryan has, if you include the postseason. No coach has lost more times to Belichick than Rex Ryan. He lost 12 times to Belichick. Now, of course, they faced each other twice a year. One coach, Hall of Fame coach, has 8 wins in 14 games against Bill Belichick.
Someone who's not coaching anymore, right?
They're in the Hall of Fame.
So it was probably in the late 90s, 2000s?
There's no hints here, Paulie. It's just, I asked the question.
Can you give us a hint?
Okay. He coached the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bill Cowher.
Yeah, you got it. God, how did you get that?
Spoon fed.
Bill Cowher went 8-6. Tom Coughlin went 5-2. Rex went 5-12. Mike Shanahan went 5-4. Jack Pardee went 5-2. Tony Dungy went 5-5. Yes, Paul.
You guys have watched that show, Amazing Race, right? I would love to be on it. I love the scavenger hunt and figuring out the things. If it was more like, if there's less running involved and less hustling around cities, like if it was an amazing stroll.
If it was amazing walk,
right,
would be nice. Like, it seems like too much work.
Like if it was in Rome, Italy, and you're strolling and you had to find like a, you know, some garlic.
Yeah.
Sign me
up. Like Florence. I don't want to walk in Rome.
Okay.
No, I'm not a big fan of Rome.
Really?
No.
Too touristy?
It's too concrete-y, or it's not, there's no warmth there. Siena. If you get to Florence, go to Siena. Absolutely. Go inside the castle there. Siena's spectacular. All right, let's take a break here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Back after this. NFL action in full swing. We got week 3 coming up, and you got DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bigger, better wins. You can bet just $5 if you're a new customer on any NFL team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. If that's not enough, how about stepped up same game parlays? Payouts are bigger than ever. Why bet on football anyplace else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. So promo code is Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Little September, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. Who's the lead singer of this? It's not Maurice White. Is that right, Marv?
Correct.
All right, little bloop bloop, maybe. Getting up there, man. Even Fritzy can't get up there.
Too high.
Thank you. Yes, boy.
Top five wedding reception get people on the dance floor songs? Top five.
Okay. Celebration.
No doubt.
What other one is up there? I think I've gone to seven weddings this summer. Let me see. What else would get you up there? I didn't tell you this. You know, there's always that couple that they're the show-offs that they've taken, you know, like dance lessons. This guy is just, you know, they're having the time of their life. And there's part of me that was kind of wishing that something would happen to him. You know, maybe he would.
Achilles tear?
Like, no, not like that. Like he would accidentally do the splits or something, just something. Because, you know, we're all up there and we're dancing and then you're just going, you show off. Well, he does a face plant.
Video?
Oh, I don't know if there's video or not, but yeah, let's just say I wasn't as quick to go over and help him up or see if he was okay. But oh my God, is he dancing? They're doing the flips. He's flipping her over, you know, where the skirt goes over your head. And I'm going, come on, dude. Oh, come on. Let's slow down here. This isn't Dancing with the Stars.
Wrong. See, that's where you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, Todd.
Isn't that an opportunity to dance around him while he face plants and kind of taunt him and kind of point your fingers
at
him?
Well, no. My wife, you know, is always the good smart. Go see if he's okay. I said, all right, I'm going to take a little bit of time. I'll get there. I get a drink maybe, and I'll get over there and see if he. But he was okay. He was resilient. Bop, you know, right back up. Yeah, more.
Do you have those people point at you for you guys that might not be dancers, and they point while they're dancing on the dance floor, like gesturing for you to come over?
Like, don't ever do that to me.
If there's a grandma and she goes, you know, gives you the finger, like, come on. I'm like, no. I act like I don't see her.
Or the fishing reel and try to bring in.
Yeah, see.
The faceplant guy didn't try to play it off like it was part of the dance?
I don't think so. It would have been hard, given
it would have.
The music, yeah, that was playing. I don't know if that's faceplant music.
A little less stage dive.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Okay. Larry in Austin has been holding for a while. Larry, thanks for holding. How can I help you today?
Hey, Dan, your conversation earlier about why fans get to keep baseballs reminded me of an article or a story that I heard on WGBH, the NPR station in Boston, a couple of years ago. It dates back to 1922, when an 11-year-old boy named Robert Cotter refused to return a foul ball to a security guard at a Phillies game. The Phillies had him arrested for larceny, and they hoped to establish a legal precedent that fans had to give the balls back. But instead, after the boy spent a night in jail, at his arraignment the next morning, the judge berated the Phillies and ruled in favor of the boy and said he could keep the ball. The boy's mother then started calling newspapers on the East Coast, and it turned into such a massive PR nightmare for the Phillies that owners of other teams around the league started adopting policies saying that fans could keep the ball.
Larry, has anybody ever told you you sound like one of my idols, Jerry West?
No, that's an honor to be told that, to sound like somebody like him. But no, that's the first I've heard of that.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry. Larry from Austin.
That's crazy. That sounds exactly like Jerry West.
Yes, absolutely. Jim in Iowa. Hi, Jim.
How's it going, Dan?
Great, Jim.
Good. You guys have been talking about, well, first of all, 6 foot, a soft 220.
Soft.
Long time, first time.
Soft.
Thank you. You guys have been talking about balls and the stands all day.
Baseballs.
For years.
Yeah, baseballs.
And footballs.
Yeah, yeah, and footballs.
The one I remember, the best one ever, and when I was talking to Tyler, I thought Paulie would be the one to remember it, is the guy that jumped out of the bleachers at Soldier Field on a Monday night game in like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And timed it perfectly. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they interviewed him. Got the ball. Came crashing down.
He didn't snap either ankle.
No. People go crazy, though. You know, there's that one guy who catches all these home run balls, and, you know, he... questionable methods of doing it where he'll jump in front of a kid. But, you know, he's famous because he's probably caught more home run balls than anybody in history. I wonder if he'll be at the Yankee games for Aaron Judge. Is that game on national TV? Or is ESPN just going to do cut-ins when he comes to the plate?
I see it scheduled for ESPN Plus. I think it's a streaming game.
This day in sports history, Paulie?
Got a couple. This was New York Yankees in 2008 played their last game at Yankee Stadium, moved to a new Yankee Stadium across the street in 2009. 1982, the football strike, 57-day strike,
yeah,
the NFL. 1970, NFL's Monday Night Football made its debut on ABC, Cleveland Browns, New York Jets. Browns won 31-21.
Okay. What'd you learn today, Todd?
David Cohn would hand the ball to Randy Johnson to win a Game 7. Big unit threw so hard the ball was blurry like it had fuzz on it.
Fuzzy. Yes. Seton.
Rex Ryan is a great guest.
Yeah, it was fun. Marvin?
Rex, I'll coach Belichick once.
Paulie?
Amazing Race, Rex Ryan.
What We Learned brought to you by Panini, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, World Cup cards, stickers. Got them. Starter, continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Thanks for joining us. A lot of fun today. Do it again tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show, Stiefel. Stiefel has been helping people just like you for over 130 years. Quite a track record. Financial advisors, helping clients like you create personalized retirement plans, helping you understand the many options for claiming Social Security and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts, because retirement retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, you can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't do it alone. As a client, Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views will help you make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. S-T-I-F-E-L. Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE. Stifel.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.